Police in Portugal have begun searching a reservoir in the south of the country as part of the investigation to the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. 3-year-old Madeleine went missing from a beach resort in Portugal where she was staying with her family in 2007. Authorities have sealed off a section of the reservoir in the Algarve province, about 50 kilometres from where Madeleine disappeared. We've been talking to Emma Murphy, correspondent with ITV News, who's at the site of the search.
Yeah, the search teams got here about 6:30, 7 o'clock this morning, British, Portuguese and German. The operation is being led by the Portuguese because under legal jurisdiction they have to do the work here in Portugal. But it's being directed by the German authorities because, of course, they have the man that they say they believe is responsible for the abduction and murder of Madeleine McCann in their custody. And so they have been conducting interviews, speaking to people who knew Christian Bruckner when he lived here in Portugal. And they are the people who've been building the bank of knowledge. And that's why they are so key in instructing the Portuguese exactly where they would like them to search and what it is that they are looking for.
This area was searched before, wasn't it, back in 2008? So I suppose the assumption there must be that there is some new information that has brought them back there.
Yeah, assumption, and I guess also hope for so many people that this might actually be a situation where the search is being conducted with really targeted intelligence and that they are able to work on information that they've managed to gather over the last few years. That search back in 2008 was an independent search commissioned by a Portuguese lawyer. Now, he claimed that a source who he trusted told him that Madeleine had been abducted, murdered, and her body brought here to this reservoir within 48 hours of her disappearance back in May 2007. So he conducted that search himself because his feeling was that the police and the authorities didn't take him seriously. I've just been speaking to somebody actually who was part of that original search, and her view was that they didn't have enough support, they ran out of money, and there was an awful lot more that they could do, but that the man who originally commissioned it never lost his belief that this was solid information and that this should have been followed up on by the authorities.
So on this occasion then, Emma, what is the nature of the operation? There are presumably police divers on scene, are there? So it's quite a substantial police investigation.
Yeah, it's very substantial. I mean, they haven't released the number of officers involved, but we saw 30, 40 vehicles coming in this morning. I'm just looking out across the reservoir now, which there's some terrible irony in this beautiful clear green water, and then on the edge of it these search teams, they're breaking down the ground with pickaxes and then they're starting to dig and move the earth away. Now earlier on today we saw teams walking around, they were holding some kind of iPad or tablet, clearly looking at photos, trying to identify exact points on the land, and then a dog was brought in and that made its way around the area, and then about an hour after that the search teams moved in, you know, with the shovels and things to start work.
Yeah, it's a large enough area, one presumes. So how long is all this expected to continue for?
It's a huge area, and actually looking at it, it feels like a needle in a haystack. You would have to hope that they are working with really specific intelligence to have any success, because we've seen so many searches like this across different parts of the Algarve over, you know, the previous 16 years. They say that this particular search is diaried to last 2 days. It may last longer than that if they feel it needs to, but it is a very big area. Although they say that they know where they're working, they're using 4 separate teams, and that they are optimistic that they can cover the ground that they need to cover as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, and are police just finally expected to say anything publicly about this at any stage?
I think that's probably unlikely. They're always very cautious. We had a very bland statement from the German prosecutor's office today confirming that the search was taking place. It was similar to the one issued by the Portuguese yesterday. So I think until they have something, you know, more concrete to make public, I don't think we'll hear from them. I suspect the first we'll hear is when we're told that the search is concluded. And in terms of the McCann family as well, I think extremely unlikely that we'll hear from them. They've taken a position over, you know, really the past 10 years that they choose not to speak publicly about all the different developments and claims in this case. And it seems that they're going to hold their counsel on this too. They are being kept informed by family liaison officers about what's happening. But they've been down this road. They've literally seen searches at this very reservoir before. So you can imagine that, you know, sadly, they are pretty well experienced in knowing how these things go, and that staying quiet is probably the best policy.
Emma Murphy of ITV News speaking to us there from Portugal's Algarve province.